Yay, thanks for staying. You guys are the troopers, so please give yourselves a round of applause for just being the night owls that hung out and are having the best time, pretty much. So this is our duo that I mentioned, and we call ourselves Genuine Brandish. And Clay's going to be joining us here and there on some of the songs. It's important to explain to you the nature of these songs so that, they deserve and require a bit of an introduction. Several months ago, there is a poet by the name of Tony Barnstone who happens to be in attendance tonight. Tony's right over here. Tony, say hi to everybody. Now, the person you're clapping for is an internationally recognized poet who's won many awards for his work, and it's our honor that he's asked first John and then also me to turn some of his poems into songs. Specifically, he has a book of poetry called Tongue of War, and it's about World War II, and some of the topics are really intense and really heavy stuff. And when he asked us to write songs for them, you know, we gave it our best shot, and they started to turn out really, 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 really good. And I think it shocked both of us that that was happening. And John and I enjoy doing a duo together. So as we wrote more and more songs and as we sang more and more together, it started to blossom into this project. And this coming Saturday, we go into the studio to record a full-length album of 14 songs, all based on poems from his book, Tongue of War. So just know that these songs are very heavy thematically, so wanted to warn you ahead of time. This first one is called Tokyo's Burning, and I think it'll be pretty self-explanatory. Again, World War II, so just to bring you back to that time.
I was a man who flew above Japan and watched the napalm fall. We sure tried from up there in the sky. Wish we'd killed them all. Wish we'd killed them all.
Out of the sky, the napalm fell like fireflies, and the world turned bleeding red. To my clothes, I ran off among the dead. I'm on the ground,
I'm looking down. There's nowhere to run. I'm in the plane. Magic glass, where time doesn't pass. I'm shooting everything.
Fire everywhere, ate our clothes and hair.
Far below their wings.
I'm on the ground.
Looking down, there's nowhere to run. I'm in the plane,
I'm in the flame.
Tokyo's burning like the sun.
Yeah.
there's nowhere to run.
I'm in the plane.
I'm in the flame.
Tokyo's burning like the sun. Tokyo's burning like the sun.
Thank you.
Thank you. This next one I'm going to be doing for you, it's called Black Rain.
Thanks.
This one is from the perspective of a war vet, looking back on what's happened to him and also what's happening now.
It's true, I'm getting older. Got a steel pin in my shoulder. I've had both of my knees replaced. There are worse things that I've faced. I was made to lay down firearms, then marched clear across Bataan, given no food for days. Those who fell were killed in place. And I love this country till it hurts. This isn't what our land deserves. No, we didn't fight to give up these rights. There's no reason enough for torture in America. It's true, I don't speak so good, and I don't hear well as I should. But I'm not ignorant, son, that I don't know which war we won. And I love this country till it hurts. And there's no worse feeling in this world. No, we didn't fight to give up these rights. There's no reason enough for torture in America. Things I've seen from our worst enemies. It don't change my belief we're all human beings. No, we didn't fight to give up these rights. There's no
you. Thanks again. We're really privileged to be a part of this Coffee House family, and really happy to be out here tonight. Thank you, Coffee House, for bringing us out here, and thank you, Catalina Country Club. What you gonna do? Yeah, let's do this one.
So we're going to give you a break from the heavy stuff for a minute, and we're going to do something a lot lighter. This is a song that John wrote, and it's called Draw the Line. And we haven't done it in a little while, but I'm pretty sure that we'll be able to do it just fine for you. It's a beautiful song.
draw the line as I walk this wire, slowly climb the mountain tops. There's a sunrise. Wait for me and you will see in time. You draw the line. There's a gold ring in the sky this morning. All my life I've been looking for you. When the starlight sings, once the sunset held the key, when our halo climbs that line you lay and holds your heart in closely, there's a sunrise. Just wait for me and you will see in time. You draw the line. When the starlight sings, once the sunset held the key, when our halo climbs that line you lit and holds your heart in closely, there's a sunrise. Just wait for me and you will see in time. You draw the line. Draw the line. You draw the line. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to do a cover song that I'm pretty sure you will have heard of. We do it a little different, though.
That's what I like about you. You owe me time. Up, down, all around, all night. Yeah. Go whisper. All the things that I wanna hear, 'cause it's true.
That's what I like about you. That's what I like about you.
Mm-hmm. Leading the way.
You really know how to dance.
What I like about you.
that's what I like about you.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your love, your attention, your dancing. You're so beautiful. We really appreciate you. And this is John Kleinbell.
This is Ariana Hall.
Together, we're Genuine Brandish, genuinebrandish.com.
Hey,
thank you so much. And if you're curious about, you know, anything at all, just simply let us know about CDs or if you want to know about us, our next performances. Oh, we have time for one more? Okay. We're going to do one last song for you, and it's actually from the Tongue of War project, and it's called As If They Weren't American at All. Just want to, again, thank two... actually three very, very important people before we do this last song.
Definitely.
The first one is Clay Campbell, who has just been backing us all up. He's so amazing. Let's give him a round of applause. Clay Campbell. Also, want to thank Scott for running sound.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't
Scott
get a lot of attention,
job.
But he is absolutely awesome. You know, for musicians, you don't always necessarily get a good sound situation, and we just have to kind of act like it's working out and do the best we can. But Scott, you've very genuinely given us an amazing sound tonight, and we're so appreciative. It makes our job easier. And I think you'll be seeing Scott every week, so we continue to thank him every week. And I'm so glad we embarrassed you, Scott. And then someone who deserves a huge round of applause and love is Mouse, who's in the back hiding. I won't point her out because she probably doesn't
there
want a
is.
Ton of attention.
Hi,
but Mouse is the one who's been putting this whole thing together. So every week you come back, week after week, month after month, it's her that's been choosing the artists, that's putting them in order, getting all the ferry logistics together, the hotel. I mean, it's a huge logistical
awesome.
Operation, and it's a lot of pressure and a lot of stress. So she does it quietly, and, you know, the whole thing happens magically. So, and also a special thanks to Coffee House for putting on the series and having us here.
All right. Let's do this.
And happy birthday, ladies. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and so much, especially for your attention. We know these are heavy topics, and obviously you're a very mature and intelligent crowd, so thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much.
Okay, good night.
My cool to unplug, Scott?